This morning, a remnant of the state was still present. It thus lasted for several hours. In studying it, it has some characteristics that are akin to those of a state of Ananda. But instead of developing to a positive delight, it is rather simply the elimination of a pain, which leaves one in a much better condition than he would be otherwise. I have now three states which are recognizable. There is the state which I have been in the habit of calling Gertrude present. It is like a mini Ananda located in the range of Anahata and Manipura. When in this state, I am in a positive condition. Then I do have the state which I identify as Gertrude absent, and it is one in which there is a jittery condition in Manipura. I feel insecure and unstable. And then it appears that when in that condition, I seem to unconsciously draw feminine force from those present, directly from a feminine entity if she is present, and from the feminine side of the male who may be present. And in the cases of Jim and Karen, they have reported that they were aware of this, although I am not aware of it. Now, this state that I have just discussed a few lines back is akin to the state of Gertrude present, in that there is a comfortable condition produced in Manipura, and there is a feeling of greater self-dependence in it. I cannot say whether Gertrude is present or not, but it is definitely not like the state which I identify as Gertrude absent. It was a relatively strong position, and I felt a comfort because of the absence of the pain of loss. I could, while in it, think of Gertrude and that she was not now here, without feeling a stroke of pain with it. It is thus definitely a more positive condition. Last evening, Jim volunteered the statement that he was aware of a changed condition in me, which was a confirmation that something that is producing psychical effects that were felt by others was actually happening.